to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The story of Jonah. It's a story that finds its way into every children's Bible that's ever been produced. How can a publisher who seeks to reach out to young children pass up a story where a man finds himself inside the belly of a whale? It's the kind of story that sends children's imaginative minds into full drive. A child can just imagine running around in that underwater playground. But when we look at the reality of the situation, the story is far less cute. You see, Jonah had run away from God's call to go to Nineveh. He had hopped on a ship that would take him about as far away from God as he thought he could get. He then found himself startled away because the others on the boat told him that the ship was about to break in two. As he woke, he felt those waves and the wind that had whipped them up. A casting of lots revealed that he was the cause of those waves. Yes, he was not only there at the mercy of those waves, but he was the very reason they were raging in the first place. Next, the men picked him up and threw him overboard. And if that dive was not terrifying enough, the next thing Jonah knew, he was in a very large fish. A fish who opened its jaws to swallow him whole. And let's face it, time spent in the stomach of any live animal probably was no playground. Just imagine the smell alone. And finally, let us not forget that even his exit from that fish is described in the scriptures as being vomited out. Yeah, see, the stories of Jonah kind of take the cute right out of the story. But for our purposes tonight, it is good to have the cue taken out of the story. For tonight, in order to get a picture of the one who we await in this season, we need the reality of the Jonah story. Yes, it is the reality of that story that gives us the picture we see. For just like Joseph, who we pondered last week, Jonah's life was not only about his own life and his own time. It was not only about his run from God, his redemption by God, and God's desire to save the Ninevites. Oh, all those things were very important. But it was also an occurrence that occurred to give a picture of the one who was coming. In particular, this week, to give us a picture of the very end of the passion of that coming one. In fact, this picture that Jonah gave through his life circumstances was so vivid that the coming one himself, when he arrived, would refer to it in predicting the end of his life. You see, Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. No doubt everyone standing by the ship that day thought his life was over when they cast him into the raging sea. And anyone who thought he could survive the jump certainly had their opinion changed when they saw that large fish take that big bite. And yet, although thought dead, Jonah's life was not over. So 3 days later, he was found alive and on dry land again. And after that resurrection, he brought the message of salvation to the Ninevites. And indeed, the Ninevites received it with joy. You see, the coming one, too, will spend 3 days in a place where all would assume that his life was over. But he, too, will be released from that place. And when he is, he will begin to spread the message of salvation to all people. And amazingly, just like in Nineveh, many will receive it throughout the entire world. Tonight, lest we miss how perfect the picture is of Jonah's time spent in the belly of the whale to give us insight into what the coming one will endure, Let us listen in tonight on the prayer that Jonah originally prayed in the belly of that whale. But instead of hearing it tonight as the prayer of Jonah in the depths of the sea, I ask you to imagine it instead as the prayer of the coming one, spending 3 days in the heart of the earth underneath Jerusalem. Here are the words. I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deeps, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall look again upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the land whose bars are closed up upon me forever. But yet you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fading away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you and to your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. When Jonah originally prayed that prayer from the belly of the whale, the next text in Holy Scripture says this, and the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah up upon the dry land. For the coming one, the response to the prayer might read more this way. And the Lord spoke to the tomb, and it gave him up upon the dry land. Yes, Jonah's life is a picture of the coming one. 3 days thought dead, and then life restored, and then salvation offered to all. Amen.